Knucklehead.
What's up, guys? We're the Knuckleheads Podcast, and I'm the fanboy.
And I'm the hater, and I don't know. It's a weird day.
Got nothing. Like, what are we going to talk about today?
We always say that, and then stuff occurs.
Well, right now, we definitely have an asshole 2 yards down playing loud, shitty music. So we have all the windows closed, so it's going to get really hot in here.
And you smell.
And I smell, apparently.
There's no other.
It's fine. And yeah, it's going to be pretty shitty because you can. They're probably going to be able to hear it, though.
It's a nice day out, too.
Yeah. So?
So we should fill water balloons with piss and throw it over there. What do you think?
I mean, only your dick fits in the water balloon hole. Mine doesn't.
You need a magnum size hole?
No, we could just fill condoms. I don't have any, but you'd have to go to the store.
What do you need these condoms for? Oh, nothing. Just gonna fill some water balloons with piss and throw them at people.
Well, I was always too soft to buy condoms.
Why?
I don't know. It just felt weird. It was just like I did it once, and they looked at me. I was like, "You fat ass ain't fucking. You jerking off into them condoms."
That's gross.
So I just felt like it was.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like something to be embarrassed about.
I mean, it is when you're fat and you look dumpy, and I was just like, you know,
obviously this means I'm using, well, I mean, the ones behind the counter at the pharmacy, that's a bit much, but like,
well, they're behind the counter at 7-Eleven.
I mean, at the dollar, so they were just right above the,
I was getting like the fire and ice, and I was just like, hey, can I get the fire and ice, you know, and he was just like, condoms? I was like, yeah, he's like, okay.
Maybe he was awkward. Be like, can I get the rib for her pleasure?
I don't know, it was just weird.
We just hit him with the, yo, have you ever seen a serial number on a condom?
No.
That's because you ain't roll that shit all the way down.
Oh.
That serial number's all the way at the back.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one time I was stretching one out.
Oh, I put it on my head. Not you put it on your hand. I'm Aquaman. And you just like.
I'm Aquaman?
Yeah, you know that 40-year-old virgin?
No.
He puts it on his hand. He has like wet hand. He's like, I am Aquaman. He's just like doing some stupid shit. 40-year-old virgin?
I don't remember.
He's trying to put on condoms. He uses like 30 condoms because he doesn't know how to put it on. He's like, oh, maybe I got to get the balls too. And maybe I have to like blow it.
There's
only one 40-year-old virgin, dude.
Well, he's getting like his chest waxed.
Yeah.
That's the only scene I remember from that movie. I don't remember any of it.
Trying to put a condom on. He doesn't
know how. I remember he had a lot of toys.
Yeah, it basically looked like here.
I'm 40 yet, though.
Well, I meant here. Oh. I have a lot of.
Well, I mean, you get snizz on the reg.
Yeah, I'm tired sometimes.
I don't mean you don't get snizz on the reg. You could be like the USS Destroyer.
Yeah.
Get it?
I'll destroy shit.
Destroy her?
I'm good. I got nothing. My stomach hurts, man. My stomach really hurts.
I'll fucking take a dump.
No, I switched to lactate to try to. Like, battle being lactose intolerant, it really.
Did they sell pills, like lactic pills you could take before you take dairy and it, like, helps?
Because
this person at my job has that issue.
Well, I switched to lactate because supposedly that was, like, the better move. It's like, you get everything with milk, but it's not milk. And I just had some fucking Fruity Pebbles, and my stomach is about to.
The Fruity Pebbles? Fruity Pebbles is brutal now in the system.
Yeah, I did eat the whole box.
Hello?
It's not a family-sized box.
That's still a box that's supposed to last a couple of days.
Dude, I don't fall for those bullshit tricks, like the nuggets for two thing. Fuck that.
20 nuggets. This is a family fucking...
Fuck that. They added that shit for people like me. I was like, oh, fuck you. I'll eat the 20 nuggets. They're real small. I don't care.
You gotta make sure you justify
the size. Yeah, I'll justify the shit out of that.
You size them, you're like, yeah, this nugget is only 1.5 inches wide by like, you know, 1.75 long.
I just hate the feeling that milk gives me, and I got it right now. Like, my stomach is just extremely full. Like, I feel the like gas in my throat, like from
like that.
Yeah,
like you drank too much and you're full.
Not well. It gives me like cramps, bloating.
Well, no, like I mean, like you drank so much milk that, like, you feel fucking like you feel full. Like if you burp, you burp out milk.
Yeah, it feels like that, but it's also mixed with vomiting. Like I feel like I have to throw up all the time every time I have cereal or I have like the raging diarrhea.
It's off to a good start. We're 10 minutes in, and we still talking about bodily.
We're only 5 minutes in, and. I always got to talk about some kind of Rhea. Ghana or Daya. So, I don't know. Just milk's fucked me up, but so does syrup.
I mean, if milk did me like that, if milk turned against me, man, my life would be over.
It's always been like this. Like, I remember I would want waffles and, like, hey, can I have waffles? No, syrup fucks your stomach up. Drink, have cereal. And I would eat cereal and my stomach would be fucked up.
You got the double whammy.
Yeah, no matter what. It was just, like, fucked up. Always. Milk always fucked me up. It was always cereal. And I love cereal, but it's fucked me up.
You must suffer. What about eating it dry?
The fuck, am I a rabbit?
I mean...
Just handfuls of syrup? What the fuck? handfuls of cereal?
You know what he's thinking about on the side?
Dude, I'm vomiting, man. Leave me alone. I want to fucking hurl. I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about this episode, but I just know that I got 50% off cabs. This is week 3 now.
Yo, who's, like I said, who think you got something from 50% off rides, man?
I don't know. I got an email twice from Uber, and then I just got one from Lyft that ends on the 29th.
And it just links straight to your account?
Yeah, you just go in and you have a promotion. They send you the email and it's like you have a promotion and you got a green tag next to your thing. And then like my the ride here was like $8 or something home.
I had some free deliveries from DoorDash this week. It was like a week of free deliveries.
Yeah, but this is like everyday super fast ride. Like it's just legit.
You blowing them? Okay, yeah, I get
no,
it.
No, I don't know why they keep coming around, but I mean, yeah, I keep
coming around.
I keep going to the next one.
Well, he's giving you a promo.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking spend, you know, if it's on the higher end, if it's like $18, $19 versus $7, $8, why not? Yeah. I'm waiting for Juno to give me one, too, but they're really cheap with their coupons.
Well, they're already dirt cheap by comparison.
No, not even.
Here's a
test. Nah, it's not. It's really not. Like, even with the 10%, it's becoming they raised the prices so much on Juno now that it's becoming Uber. It's basically the price is like anywhere from $1 to $3 difference. Right now, Lyft is the most expensive.
All right. At home to work will only cost me $6.51 right now.
By Juno.
Juno.
Which is, you have 10% off.
Yeah, that's always with that. Yeah. I mean, that's going to go away eventually, but excluding that, what's 10% of $6.31?
Well, no, even if it's $6 something cents, the one with Uber is probably like $7, $8. It's not going to be 10.
Uber, $8.84.
Yeah, so and that's probably just because it's Saturday.
So $8.84. So even with that 10%, that's still less than $7.
Yeah, but it's
so that's still like a whole $2 more for Uber just because.
But also, Uber has a better system. Mm-hmm. Uber's faster. I never get canceled rides.
Uber got seven minute wait time.
Because it's Saturday. Saturday's the worst day.
Juno's wait time 3 minutes.
Yeah, but I bet you click that shit, it still take longer. That's what keeps happening to me. This motherfucker's gonna pick it.
Cancel.
I'll put you on the fucking Juno. Trying to tell me. Like, you on the cutting edge of cab news. Juno was great, but the prices are not that. If you... I bet you that ride on Lyft will be $10.
Yeah, I got 4 minute wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever the wait is on the thing is bullshit with Juno. The wait on Uber is the wait. Juno, this mad times, is like, yeah, 3 minutes, and I hit it, and then it's fucking 10 minutes, and I'm just like, what the fuck, man?
I never really had that issue.
You just have call speed away from you. Big ass, they like, nah.
I have it one time. Suck my balls.
It's like, yo, my shock.
That lady was a total bitch.
Say, yo, my shock.
I hope she got into a car accident.
And you in shock. It's like, yo, I gotta peel off. Just pew.
Come on, let them all
That's
out.
Happened to me before. They don't come, or they fucking drive around somewhere else, and
the guy that drove around,
yeah, they do that shit. Do that shit all the time. But that's Juno. Like, I haven't had an issue with Uber. The only issue today was just the guy didn't want to shut the fuck up. So he gave him one star. No, I just every time I put on my headphones, he kept asking me a question, and I gave him one word answers, and he would not shut the fuck up. So then I just started ignoring him. Cause it's like, hey, how's your day? Oh, I'm good, man. How you doing? Cool. And then I put my headphones on.
Hey, so what's up?
And then he was just like, oh, I'm from Sri Lanka. I was like, cool.
I don't care.
And then I put my headphones back on. And he's like, what do you do there? I was like, oh, I just work a job. Like, that's it. Like,
what do you do there, your mom?
It's like, dude, if somebody really doesn't want to talk to you, take the fucking hint and, you know.
You gave him one star ride for that.
Yeah, dude, I have big headphones on. And he keeps, like, staring at me in the thing, waiting for me to take my headphones off.
She just closed your eyes.
And I was watching a video. No, I was watching shit. Like, I literally have the phone in front of me sideways. Like, There's not many other tells that,
what else could I be doing?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't get it. You should
be
like,
yo, can I watch my porno in peace, bro?
I should have started jerking it. Speaking of jerking it, there was a...
I was going to say porno, the Rick and Morty porno, but okay.
Well, no, the Adam Sandler movie with Ben Stiller. It's like a serious movie. It's an art movie. And their sister, their father's sick, Dustin Hoffman, he's sick. And the three of them, they're supposed to be siblings, different moms or whatever. And the sister sees an old friend of the father's in the parking lot of the hospital. And he's like, you know, walking with a cane. He has his like big black dude walking, like his aide or whatever. And she runs away. And the brothers, they find her in the next scene or whatever. And she's like, you know, I never told anyone this, but when I was a little kid, I was in a bathing suit. Like, she was like a teenager. She was in a bathing suit. And he was jerking it to her in front of her, not touching her, but he was cranking it. And
he Weinstein?
No, he didn't. He technically, but not touching her. But he basically, you know, cranked it. And she told her dad, and her dad was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. He didn't touch you. You know, if he does this again, I'll punch him in the nose and shit like that." So Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller's like, you know, let's fuck him up. And he's like 80 years old.
Jeez.
And they were like, nah, let's not do that. And then he's like, yeah, but you know, because neither of us could take his guard either. Like the black dude's like, we can't take him. So they were like, all right, I got an idea. So they start grabbing shit and fucking up his car. And like, there's like, he's breaking his cane on the car. Like Adam Sandler walks with a cane, he's fucking it up. They fucked up his mirrors. They broke his windshield with a rock. Like they did all this shit. And then.
Wasn't the guy's car?
No, it was. But the sister's like, why did you do that? Like, I don't feel better. And they're like, yeah, but we got him. And they're like, he has dementia. And she's like, yeah, but he was an asshole before the dementia. Deep down, he's still an asshole. And he still did some fucked up shit. And he's just like, no, but he has dementia. He's like, well, we feel better. And they just fucked up his car just because he did that shit.
Would you feel better?
I mean, I don't know. It never happened to me.
So no guy ever touched a junk while you were sitting there in a bathing suit?
No. I would hope not. Unless I never noticed.
Well, you blocked it out because you're so damaged.
Repressing my, isn't it repressed?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think so. I hope not, because that'd be kind of just weird. You jerking off to a fat kid. I remember a guy. It was me and the Marvel fanatic. I think we were by the lake, and I remember this dude in Spanish. He was in a van, and not like a creepy van, but it was one like an Astro van. And they were playing fucking super Mexican music. And he opens the window and he starts talking to us in Spanish. And we were little kids and I didn't know what the fuck he was saying. Because we were playing by the swings. And I didn't know what the fuck he was saying.
The old fucking...
Yeah, he calls me gordito in Spanish. And I was like... And I ran to dad. Me and him ran. We ran all the way back. And we're like, he called us this and... He said this, and...
Did dad laugh at you?
Dad laughed at me, and I'm like, yeah, but he cursed at me. He's like, nah, he just called you fat. And I was just like, yeah, but that's bad. And he was like, you're fat, though. Like, you're fat. He called you fat. But I still remember that shit. He was just like, yeah. And I looked at the Marvel Fanatic. I was like,
you just got some random-ass lake stories, man. What the fuck was happening at the lake?
You know what it is? You know what's crazy? I fear that later in life, I'm never going to remember a lot of this stuff.
It's good that we record now.
Well, yeah, it's good that we record, but also, like, when I write a memoir, like, I'm never going to be able to remember all this, so at least now when it's recorded or I tell people, then, you know, they're like, yeah, I remember you told me this story, because I still remember that shit. I remember that. I remember one time we went on the seesaw, and you didn't want to let me down, and it was at the lake, the same lake. Remember they had seesaws there?
Yeah.
Those red seesaws, and it had, like, one little handle under your dick. The one that, like...
The dick handle?
Yeah, the one that, like, crunches your dick, and yeah, I remember...
Your dick was not getting crunched, bro.
Nah, I was too little, but I remember it was you and...
that's what she said.
It still is. She still does. I remember it was you and the fucking... the analyst, and I was like, I want to play, whatever, and I remember both of you sat on it and put me the highest I could go. And I was freaking the fuck out. I was like wailing my feet. I was like, ah, like my feet. I was like, let me down. And you didn't want to let me down. And then you got up and it slammed down and that shit like slammed my ass on the fucking, on the metal. Maybe that's why my back fucked up because I fell off the seesaw.
Crushed your discs on
him. Yeah. I still remember that shit.
I remember that.
I remember that. I remember the first time we went back to that lake after I gained mad weight and I tried to get on the swing. And I was like,
yeah, but I mean, those were old ass chains.
Nah, we're just fat. And she was like, no. Yes. No. I still remember those too. Yeah, a lot of. Remember, we went to the lake every year for a
long time.
28 years. You know? We maybe missed like one or two, but
maybe next time. And then next episode, you'll come up with another one.
I mean, I just remember random shit, or I see something that makes me remember something random as fuck. I remember getting hurt at the lake. Like, I remember bringing my rollerblades, and as soon as I went to go down this ramp, all the rocks, pow! That's why mom started bringing the first aid kit, because I gashed my leg open. I remember that shit, because I was just like, I want a rollerblade, and she was like, no, but it's not, like, the floor's not for rollerblading here, and I still put them shits on, and I walked on the grass, like, hobbling, and then as soon as I went to go down the, like, not even a foot, pow, right in the face.
Right in the kiss on.
Yeah, soon as I went to touch the gravel, boom, it wasn't gravel, like, the pavement, and yeah, then it has a shit ton of gravel, but as soon as I went to touch it, yeah, boom, crushed my shit. Yeah, dude, I still remember that. There's so many fucking stories from the lake. So if you guys don't know, but we go to the lake every year, which is just basically, it's a day upstate New York, and it's a, you know, picnic. Basically a barbecue tables. Did you forget
they were listening?
Yeah, basically a barbecue tables, you know.
Barbecue tables there?
Barbecue tables. It was a pause there. You know, there's a lake, of course. Bathrooms. Our houses. Not house houses, but...
It's for our city kids to get away.
Yeah, basically. We've been going there for decades now. So there's always some kind of story there. Always. The worst ones, though, is I remember hating when I used to tie my fucking swim trunks mad tight and then couldn't get them open when I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and then you shit in the lake?
Yeah, and I had to shit in the lake. I remember fucking pissing, like, going in the water to pee because I couldn't open my shorts. And I remember getting made fun of because mom...
He was rushing to the water.
Yeah, because mom went to, like, open it for me. And I was a teenager. And I was like, no, like, there's, like, girls around and shit. It looked weird. Like, she was going to get down there, like, put her mouth on the rope. And I'm like, dude, like, nah.
Mom's going to nod out.
I was like, nah, you good. Like, I'm a teenager. I was, like, 15.
It's where you didn't have a knife. It was just...
I wish I... Well, then I would get in trouble for cutting my fucking shorts.
Who's that or you die? What do you want to do?
Fuck, I'm gonna die.
I don't know, but you know, there's always possibilities.
Somehow I'm gonna just die. My shorts are gonna explode if I don't cut them.
He's gonna asphyxiate.
What, you don't have any lake stories when we were kids? Besides the obvious, like, you know, racing back, or I do like the new tradition of stopping at the second rest stop coming home.
That's good.
We just started that like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I like that one. I still remember when we used to stop at the rest stop and it was a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And then it turned into this, like,
gas station.
7-Eleven, basically, with no slushies.
They had slushies last year. Now they have, like, an ice cream machine. I would have preferred a slushie.
Yes. So much changes in a year. How dare they?
I know, right? Fucking it.
Wait, you don't have any lake stories?
I remember getting in a robo with Dad and this somebody else.
I remember that, too. With us,
and they lost the oar. It fell over because some dickweed couldn't hold on to it.
Wasn't me.
No, it was a grown-ass man, and I remember them trying to, like, row the boat to get it back, but when you're only rowing on one side...
Just make it left.
Yeah.
Left turns.
Yeah, so you listed them lazily to the left.
Thinking about that, though, like, that had to be a rental. Like, they had to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. No, they got it back. It was floating.
I just assumed, like, if it went out too far, you're gonna fucking swim to it, and then... flip the rowboat, get him back in?
Yeah, I mean, after that, I kind of never went into a rowboat again.
I remember going fishing there, like trying to get the little, well, not with a rod, but trying to get the little sunnies with your cups. I did find...
This guy that supposedly kept getting bit by fish, the fish kept nipping at his ass.
I still think that was true, man.
I don't know, bro.
I still feel that shit sometimes, like, man, I'm scared. I remember, I just in case.
He's like, oh god, it's a fish.
I remember going up there and looking for, like, I found frogs and shit, like, my actual pets.
I remember tadpoles and stuff.
No, I'm talking about, like, I found full-size frogs and we brought them home. I remember because the first...
Did they survive?
For a little while, for the most part, but I also was a shitty-ass, like, I just never fed them a lot of times. Or I fed them, because you feed them crickets, you're supposed to feed them like once or twice a week or something, and I would go like, oh, I'll feed them tomorrow, and then forget or some shit, and fucking just go in there and it's a skeleton and shit. It's like, oh shit, he dead.
He got eaten by the rats.
I just remember like the first time I was playing around with it in the living room and it fucking pissed on the floor. The frog was just pissed because it was just, you know, it was hopping on cold washing cord, just pissed all over the floor. It wasn't a big puddle, but it was still.
It has to be noticeable.
Yeah.
Or dad would be like,
I smell frog's piss. The pH is off.
He's tasting the pH in the air. Yeah. He's like a snack. He's like,
yeah, he's I like definitely
fucking see that tasted shit. It. He's like, I smell piss in the air.
Right. It was like a. I found one, actually, I think I found two frogs, and one of them was like a brown, really big frog, and then...
Like a toad?
Yeah, almost like a toad, a little smaller, because I remember I used to bring tanks up there, and I used to, like, just catch, you know, you find the trail, and you, because I learned in school how to track, like, you know, I wanted to be a crocodile hunter.
Hunting rabbit?
I wanted to be a crocodile hunter.
I saw a picture the other day of his family.
Yeah, his son is... They have a new show now coming out on Animal Planet. His son was on Jimmy Fallon. Like, his
animals and shit?
Yeah, his son's like a teenager or whatever, but he's doing the same crazy
shit. His daughter got some body action going.
You sure that's not his wife?
No. His wife looks okay, but his daughter got a body and a half. His daughter's like in
her... 25? She should be like 20-something. Because I remember when I was a kid, she was a baby.
Yeah, and she had her own show on.
Yeah, she got to be over 20.
Yeah, she's fine as hell. I stick it in
her. Check out the size of this bloke.
I see bigger.
Dude, all I'm saying is...
I stick it in his wife, too.
There's people cannot say I was never a fan. I had a Steve Irwin action figure.
Damn.
Do you remember that? No?
No.
I remember we went... I don't know where the fuck we got it. I remember buying... Like, you remember those bootleg, like, it's in the clear bag... And it had, like, frogs or animals and... Yeah,
like a dollar store.
Yeah, like right. Those bootleg shits. I remember we bought a bunch of those. It might have actually...
But it wasn't, like, an official action
figure? No, it wasn't in Caldor. Might have been Kmart. No, the action figure of that was real, but I was buying the animals. All these, like, rubber snakes and all this shit, because I used to put the snake and then with the, like, a parrot... Am I boring you? You're on your phone?
No, I'm looking at Steve Irwin action figures, you turd.
I could have looked it up right here.
I know, but you're in the fucking...
I wanted to look at you. You know, I need... it's only two of us here. We need
fucking $1,100 signed.
Oh, he dead. Is it signed by the Stingray, too? Damn. It's a forte joke for me. So I was buying the shitty rubber animals in the bags, and then I kept looking, and I wanted a net. You know those fucking stupid fish nets?
Yeah, that's a little
the little green one?
Yeah.
I wanted one of those. And mom was like, we don't have a fish, like, at that time. I was like, but I want it for, like, to hold the animals or whatever. And I used to, like, write what the animal was and then put the rubber version of it, whatever. I was trying to be a fucking...
Man, what the fuck was I doing? Have I blown my memory?
I want to be, you know, did I want to be Steve Irwin.
Did all the cocaine I do fucking, can't really imagine cocaine, take all my memories? Because I don't remember doing shit like this.
But then we found... I looked and I found the Steve Irwin toy. And I remember the one we had, it came with flippers, a tank. It had, of course, his
like
tan thing.
Yeah, it's like underwater.
And he had his mouth open. It was like a blow up, dog. That's where the scuba thing used to go in.
Yeah, the breather.
But I remember you press his pocket and he's like, check out the size of this blow. Crikey. He used to say all his fucking stuff. And oh man, I love that toy. That toy's somewhere around. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere.
I mean, that was a signed one, but it looks like they have other versions of it. It's from 2001.
I would. It's not one of those I would collect now, like, you know, Power Ranger stuff. But I still remember.
He's got a crocodile that comes with it, and his mouth is fucking wide open.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. It was only one. It was like a Steve Irwin action figure.
This one, he's got a crocodile in the box with him.
Oh, so no, there's more than I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was the...
Keep talking.
Oh, I just saw the one that you were talking about. It's just $1,000.
Yeah, that's the first motherfucker that comes up.
Holy shit, that's expensive. So, yeah. Right here. Here, look. This one. Steve Irwin scuba. He came with the scuba gear. That's the one that I had. It's like, it's literally Scuba Steve. But I remember there was other toys later, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But I remember it was like Scuba Steve, Scuba Diving Steve with Tiger Shark. That was the... I still remember that shit. It's just funny. They had, now I'm looking at it, they have so many other toys, but I don't remember, like, when the fuck, like, when they came out.
Well, that was in 2001, so I'm assuming the tail end of the 90s.
Yeah, because when I was in high school, 2004, and, so, no,
don't ask me when the fuck I was in
high school. No, I finished high school in 2008. Yeah, so 2004, Jesus Christ. So I finished high school in 2004, and that's when I started getting into, you know, animals and things like that, and trying to do herpetology and reptiles, amphibians, and all that shit. But it's just funny that there's a shit ton of different ones. I could have collected them all.
Was he a fucking Pokemon?
And I remember they also had the fucking commercial, too, when he's just, like, swimming, and he's like, Crikey! He's like, it's like, oh, my God! He talks underwater! And it was, like, the sound of the over, like, the... Not a sound bite. What is it? When they put the voice over the...
A voiceover?
Yeah, it was like a voiceover, basically. Yeah. He's underwater. Narrator. It was like, check out the size of this, boy. I was like, holy shit! Talks underwater! And he's not bubbles. There's no bubbles! It's not like...
It was so clear and crystal.
Yeah, dude, that shit... That toy was a shit. I don't remember where the fuck we bought it, though. Whether it was Toys R Us or Kmart. Or I don't think it was Caldor. Because I was after Caldor, but...
I got a toy-related story. Which is probably...
Action figure or a dildo?
Action figure.
Okay.
I remember when the X-Men toys first came out. The X-Men, like, the animated series was big. And I remember when the X-Men toys came out. And,
I had... Me and the crony capitalist, we had the ones with the shit on the chest. I had the projector.
These were the regular action figures. And I remember I said to Dad, and we would come home from Keith's Comics. I remember when he used to buy comics every week, accordingly. And they were on the back of the book. I was like, man, I wish I had these toys. And Dad proceeded to go upside my head a few
times. Oh, you told me that story because you were ungrateful. Oh, yeah, you bought your comics.
Yeah, but I wasn't allowed to read any of them, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me just be that the sticking point of that
story. They're collectibles.
Yeah, that's like, hey, here's this hot model that I got for you, but you can't do nothing for the car.
Dude, there's...
No, I bought you the hooker and you can't fuck her.
There's plenty of times that I was given toys that, like... Or, matter of fact, when we were kids, we would be given clothes and everyone had to open toys. Or we would get jewelry.
No, not even that.
You know? But what I'm saying is, like, you couldn't do nothing with that either. It was just like, okay, I'll stare at this turtleneck that you got me and I'm 7 and I want to play. But I remember those toys because the one toy that I never... Or two that I never got was Archangel. Yeah. Always wanted him because he came, like, with the wings.
And he had, like, missiles in the tops of the wings.
And I never got Xavier.
I never even seen Xavier.
He used to come with a yellow wheelchair.
And that fucking big thing.
And what's funny is that I never got that one, but I got the one for the movies, which the one for the shitty X-Men movies, the first couple, I got that one. The Xavier, it came with the wheelchair.
With the regular wheelchair?
And, with the regular wheelchair. And the Xavier's legs looked like Mario or Luigi from the game. Like, they were... They didn't stand... You couldn't stand them up. His legs were, like, super loose, I'm guessing, on purpose. And he was just... It was basically had a crippled toy. It was legit. Like, I was like, damn, you can't even stand this motherfucker up. I still remember that shit.
You could have grabbed his legs and fucking made him do the can.
That's like, what... It, that's basically... Baby. It was just like that.
He was doing a kick something.
It was just like the fucking WB Frog. It was just like that.
Michigan J.
Yeah, it was just like that shit. But I remember those toys, though. Those were also... I actually have a couple of... I think I have one from the series somewhere. I think I opened it. It was a Cable. I had a Cable. The one toy that I wanted the most and finally got was Gambit and Bishop. Because Gambit came with the removable coat. But I always lost the fucking throwing cards.
I mean, they were so small.
Well, no, it came... They were all on one... they weren't like little cards. It was like on a purple piece of plastic, and all the cards were on there. It was like one piece.
Oh.
It was like he's throwing three cards, and I always lost that fucking piece. And then the staff always bent, because I tried to put the staff in his coat, like, because I never understood why, like, all the toys always have weapons, but where the fuck do the weapons go when they're done using them? Like, if I gotta go take a shit, where does he put his staff? You know, so
he puts it down.
But I always thought of that.
Well, he should take his coat off when he takes a shit too, by the way.
So I always used to take a rubber band. I used to put a rubber band around their waist, and then I used to put their weapons on it. Give them like a belt. But what's funny is I always used to fucking, I used to put Gambit in the Ninja Turtle van, and I used to bend the fucking staff.
Yeah,
Wait, oh, you never did that? Put the belt, the make a belt for them?
No, because the only, I mean, the Ninja Turtles always had their toy, their, I remember having Ninja
the Turtles. Shell?
No, there were the ones with the shells you could put the stuff in it, but I had regular ones, and I don't remember, I don't even remember if I even had the weaponry. If I whatever happened to it, I remember like
maybe I ate it or something.
Or even like I remember the toys I had when I was real young with the superpower action figures. I had, you know, like Superman.
And those didn't really have weapons, really, except Green Lantern. I don't think
they came with anything.
Green Lantern had the lantern, I think.
I don't remember. If it did, I don't remember it. I do remember my Robin being thrown into the barbecue and got his leg burned.
Is that me?
No, that was me. I threw it up in the air. My mom was yelling at me, "Don't do that!" I threw it up and it landed in the barbecue.
Batman had to save him. Wait, Boy Wonder, you're on fire.
It burned like the back of his calf, too.
Holy burning legs day, Batman.
Yeah, he was on fire for a second. I remember, because we were having a barbecue that day. It was a nice day out.
Just like today.
Yeah, pretty nice. And I remember that one. See, I do have a few.
But I told you, it comes randomly.
It takes a lot to unclog it. I guess my shit is so clogged.
Because even with the Power Ranger, like the flip heads, you only had room for one weapon, and then he had to hold the other weapons in his hand with the dot, the little fucking...
Yeah, but I mean, at least that they gave him a way to hold the motherfucker.
Yeah, but you can only hold one. And then the worst part is, where I started using the rubber band shit was because his chest plate has a male and female version, and it's the little fucking plastic thing, and it broke, and it never put it together. So I, instead of gluing it like Mom wanted, because he didn't always have the chest plate on, I didn't want to glue it on.
And he can't be Tommy anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I was like, I don't want to glue it, so I used the rubber band there.
Which reminds me of when Mom glued my fucking Voltron head on. She glued Voltron's head on, which I was like, I think that was your fault, by the way.
What, because I was going to eat it?
No, that you broke it. Oh. And I remember she glued
it. That sounds about right.
That may be a bit of a stretch, but was
the die-cast one?
Yeah. I remember she glued his head on, and the face couldn't come out anymore. Like, he couldn't become Voltron because the face wouldn't drop out anymore. I was severely...
He's just a terrorist now. You can't even see his face.
I was severely hurt that day.
I mean, it's just as bad as my Megazord sword disappearing every time I got a fucking Megazord.
I think Mom threw them out.
Or she... Maybe one day we'll just find, like, a box of all swords.
Buried under the floor and shit.
It's just, like, a random box of fucking swords just... All the stuff that hurt, all batteries, like everything that she took away.
The wires on annoying
toys. Everything she took away from fucking toys. But I still remember some of the, like, also the belt thing came from some of the Star Wars toys. Their lightsaber. Could never put it anywhere. And I was like, man, what I hated about them is that you can never, like, I always wished as a kid that the handle came apart from the lightsaber.
I would have been pretty smart. You could just, like, unscrew it.
Yeah, because I always hated, like, I had the fucking rubber band belt. Everything had a rubber band belt. I'm pretty sure if we go back to in our toys, everything got the rubber band belt.
This motherfucker had a fucking...
That's why we never had rubber bands, because I always used to take them.
I don't think about that. Dad was always looking for fucking rubber bands that we never had.
I used to take them off his wallet to put them for the belt.
Oh, my God.
I used to do that.
That was a mystery of the family right
there. Yeah, because none of my toys could ever hold their fucking weapons on their belts. So I was like, man, I hate that. If I put him in the fucking the Ninja Turtle van, his lightsaber is on the side. Like, I always wanted it to be closed, like the movies. But I used to always steal rubber bands because I used to use them, and then I used to try to mat. Like, if I used I used to try to find a green rubber band for the Green Ranger. I used to match them. That's remember, Mom used to buy those big
assorted
ones. I used to take the colors that matched the toys.
Yeah.
I used to make belts.
Look at this one. Look at this motherfucker right here. I never thought. Oh, maybe because I stopped playing with toys sooner than you did.
Well, also, you had ingenuity in other ways, too. Like, with building like ships or ways that I did.
With Legos, I think I was blowing out of the water, but...
I mean,
that rubber band shit, that's fucking genius, because I never would have thought of that as a kid.
The rubber band thing for me, or the Lego thing for me, excuse me, I always wanted to build what you built. I never really wanted to build what I wanted. Because I didn't really have Legos until later. So while you were playing with them, anytime you let me play with them, I tried to build what you built. So I never wanted to be creative. Like, I never chose to be creative.
I was like, oh, I want to do that because he builds cooler.
I think we didn't have enough. There probably wouldn't have been enough parts for it, considering. I
mean, well, we had, towards the middle, we started getting, like, before the suitcases, but I remember, like, always wanting to build what you built, not what they built on the box. So that's why, like, I never really got into building, like, even now, I'd rather build what's on the box because it's more therapeutic for me. Like, it's just like, yeah, getting to build something.
I'd rather design my own massive. I'll put your shit to shame out there, Lego. Fuck you.
Probably. I mean, not mine. I'm creative. I think we could come up with a fucking massive shit. But it's just one of those
The USS Incredible Hulk, Batman, Superman.
Better than them combined. Yeah. Like, me personally, I just, as an adult, I like putting Legos together to put them together. It's like coloring. Like, it's just therapeutic. You get your mind off, like, the crazy shit. And then, for me, it was always about the minifigures. Because every time I got a Lego set, any type of Lego set that didn't have an action figure, like, I always wanted the minifigures. Like, you couldn't get, like, a spaceman. You can only get it with a minifigure. So it was like, I want to get these minifigures.
I didn't care about the minifigure, guys. I always wanted the spaceships and shit like that, so I could build my own spaceships.
Well, all that was cool, but I'd rather play with the space guy. That's why I had so many minifigures. And I didn't have bricks. You had the bricks, and you threw out the fucking minifigures.
No, I just put them where they belong, and that's it. They sat at their stations, and that's where they needed to be.
But they didn't even move that little lever up and down.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fucking waste of space.
Oh, you want to have a build off, motherfucker?
Dude, honestly, I don't want to ruin Legos at all for myself.
I'll come with a 20-page map on how my shit's going to go. I'm going to execute it.
Right now, I'd just rather build and have fun with my Legos and build them and display them. And then take them apart and then eventually, without minifigures, either donate them or...
Just fuck those next people.
Well, for me, I'm donating them. Fuck the next people. Well, honestly, what I was thinking about was eventually, like, when we either get bigger or... branch out and buy another house together, which I'm pretty sure I think we're gonna do that eventually. But having a basement just like Lego Movie, dude, I want like my own city, so because I want to make Gotham.
Did you ever make any you're making Lego dicks?
Lego dicks? No, I never made titties either.
I never did that either, but now that I think about it, I'm like, why didn't I ever just make like a big ass Lego dick?
No, I never made Lego dicks. I never thought of Legos like having dicks. Like when you would put the old fashioned like dresses on the Legos, like I never was intrigued as I was with action figures. Like with Xena, I wanted to see what was under her dress. Like, yo, where's the pussy at, you know? I even told you about that. I tried to scratch off the fucking paint to see if she had a pussy.
He was looking for the clitoris.
Yeah, I was trying. I couldn't find shit. But that, like, I remember doing that. But Legos never. I always assume that they never had, like, parts like that.
No, I mean, like, just, like, make a big ass... You know how we draw dicks? You'd make a big dick out of Legos, like...
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, for other toys, like, I always had that sexuality or sexual some shit. But
Legos are just...
But Legos never, which is funny. Like, I remember playing, and I remember I had the He-Man action figure... Not He-Man, Hercules, from the TV show.
Kevin Sorbo
Hercules. Yeah, Kevin Sorbo Hercules. And I remember I had that, and I had a Minotaur, and then... I remember the Minotaur was a chick or something, and I was having, like, this love story or some shit. It was half chick, half Minotaur. Half
horse?
Yeah, it was not a Minotaur, a centaur.
Centaur. That's what I was looking at, because...
Minotaur is World of Warcraft, horns, and...
To an ironic point, Minotaurs are usually only men.
Centaur. It was a centaur, and it was a chick, and she was covered in leaves or whatever, and I remember doing this, like, love story or whatever as a kid. And I remember mom was like,
that complicated, bro.
Mom was like, that's a little weird. She was like, you shouldn't be talking about stuff like that. Because I was doing like this. Voiceover, yeah, but it was also the.
Meanwhile, in the halls of justice, Hercules was making out with us.
Even though I'm a centaur, like, we could still find love. It was like some deep shit. And I remember mom was like, you shouldn't be talking about love. Why don't you play? And then I was like, I am. This is playing.
See, my shit never had no tales like that.
Well, no, because me, I was always into playwriting. So I was like, man, I want to write a play. I was just never great, not literally.
Figuratively?
No, like,
You can turn a phrase.
Not so good with the words. That's a stupid way of saying that. Like, that, I was never really great with...
Articulate.
Yeah, like, I was, but, like, as an adult now, I could turn it on and off. Like, even, you know, the...
We can tell.
The fence ride is like, yo, like, some of these fucking words you're using are pretty crazy, you know? But I can talk ignorant if I wanted to. But it was always that. I was like, man, I always had these, like, elaborate fucking stories. That's why I always wanted to play D&D. Because I was like, man, they're making up these stories, and they don't have to write. Like, that's why I wanted it.
That's where my... I did write all those stories.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you didn't have to write it. You could say it.
Oh.
That's why I wanted to play D&D, because I was like, all my... these fucking weirdo stories I was coming up with toys, I was like, I can say it and not have to write. You know what I mean? Like, not have
less
to...
less writing, more saying.
Yeah. So I was like, man, I want to get in on this action.
You mean I don't have to write this and I can but say I was, stupid I was shit too out
young.
Loud?
Yeah, I was just too young. I just remember that. Like, always coming up with these crazy fucking weird stories. Even in wrestling. In wrestling, like, I remember I used to do some crazy matches and all this shit. And I don't know where it all came from, but I just remember it being awesome. In my head.
Oh, so the wheel turns, he says.
In my head, it was awesome. I don't know if it really was.
I definitely was not a creative kid.
I don't think your creativity came until after school.
Yeah, because I think...
Meaning, like, not after school, after school. Like,
no, after
your years after school.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't... I mean, I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of stories, but I never did anything. I didn't probably get creative until my mid-20s. I started...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, after that, like, you started getting creative because you... used it, or you actually put your mind to being creative. But for creativity, like, there is something in being creative and coming, you know, making something out of nothing. But there's also a lot of people don't know how to follow direction. Like, that's why I think I love Lego so much, because there's it takes all the thinking out of it. Like, sometimes just like,
hey, a robot.
I just want to go in, build, and not make things so complicated. You know what I mean? Like, that. It's just one of those things, like working on the weekends at my job. Sometimes it's fucking crazy, you know? Like, really crazy. But, like, I find myself needing, not law, but, like, needing structure. Yeah.
Actually, if I build Legos, I would probably not enjoy it because they don't have the pieces that I want. Because the shit that I can imagine doesn't exist and I have to build it myself.
Or there are, you just have to find them.
No, but I mean...
Because there's a lot of pieces.
No, I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands at some point, but...
Well, no, there's less than that, but there's...
But, I mean, I come up with some crazy shit that just does not fit. Like, what they have just would not fit into the shit
I think you'd be surprised with, like, the parts now. Because there's some shit that I put together, and I was like, how the fuck... Like, I have the Joker car, and it's a lowrider. And it comes with rubber bands on each wheel, and it has this thing where you can, like... push it to the left, and it bounces like a lowrider, and there's no mechanics in it. It's just parts, and I was like, man, it's so creative on how they did it, you know. And it, like, if you put it to the left, it'll stay down on one wheel, like, it's really cool. And I was like, man, this is like really fucking creative, you know. Like, that, I think maybe that's where you need to go, like, the guy who creates the weird shit for Lego, the stuff that, you know, that I would be building.
Right now, my job needs.
I did think about applying to the Lego store just so I could build Legos. Let's take a pause for the calls. I think our bell just rang. Yeah, we decided to not go get that bell because all of our packages are here.
I got a package.
Yeah, it's probably Verizon.
There was a fast forward to the future. They're trying to give me the hard sell, bro.
That's what I heard you. I was like, dude, just tell them fuck off. Like, because what pissed me off the most is that I heard from the second floor, I heard dad go, oh, come up here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, dude, tell them fuck off. Like, we don't need, like, what makes it worse is, like, if you were interested, you would at least stay there for the conversation. But he puts you to talk to him and then leaves.
Exactly.
And it's like, what the fuck's the point? Just tell him fuck off. I don't want your service. Eat dicks.
No, what's even funnier is that did a speed test, and I could have sworn that shit said 70 megs. And he was like, oh, that's terrible. And I'm like, say what? 70 megs?
Isn't it supposed to be like 100 and something?
No, he wanted to give me the 50 over 50, which is 50 up, 50 down.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means. So
it was 50 megabyte uploads, 50 megabyte downloads. Okay. So you can process about 50 megabytes a second. That's that. So I have the 100. I upgrade for like an extra $8. You upgrade from 50 to 100. So it means you can process more data. So when I checked I checked mine. I checked that you go to fast.com and you can check your speed. And my shit was downstairs. It was like 50 megs. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. If my shit downstairs is 50 and my shit upstairs is 70, how you gonna tell me that it's bad? And
then mine is terrible. So
and they only offered me 50.
I'm pretty sure mine is terrible.
Yeah, you're at 20 megs?
Barely.
I don't know my phone picks up.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it might be harder up here because you're not getting a lot of service.
This is my internet.
Yeah, I know. But let's see what mine gets from downstairs.
Most of the time, my internet is so bad, like, they had to come and fix it, and I was getting an orange light, and he said, oh, when they installed it, they did it incorrectly. Something was exposed. That's why you keep getting this orange light, and, like, my Netflix and Hulu keeps freezing, and I was just like, okay, but apparently... I've got
32 megs up here. Okay, off of my 22. Wi-Fi. So my Wi-Fi is more powerful up here from a whole floor away than your shit. But how do they install something wrong? And how the fuck is that? That all sounds like corporate hoo-ha.
It is. But the thing that I laughed about is that they actually, if you make an appointment for Thursday and say if you don't cancel it by Wednesday, they charge you $80.
You have to pay to have them come out?
No, if you're going to cancel and you don't tell them by Wednesday, they charge you.
Oh, so they charge like a cancellation fee.
Yeah, it's a cancellation fee. And then if whatever is broken is not box or wire related, they charge you $80.
What the hell?
Like if we hit our whatever, like if it's our fault, then they charge us. They charge us a fee to fix it. They're not covered.
There's nothing they did wrong.
Basically, yeah. So I'm connected to your Wi-Fi now.
When the fuck did they start? When they start trying to nickel and dime everybody.
I don't know. I just know that I owed. Yeah, from yours is that like 10. So I don't think this Wi-Fi shit is that this website thing is.
That's what we use at work to determine our speeds.
Yeah, but how we both have, like, completely different...
Well, we're also one floor above it, and there's about six walls in the way. So, yeah. That might be a reason why the Wi-Fi signal is kind of dodgy up here.
Yeah, now I fucking... this is mine, and I have 1.7.
Well, you're fucking in it,
so... Yeah, so... anyway.
Well, once Google Internet comes to the neighborhood, we'll... Yeah.
I do need a fucking a new router or whatever. But anyway, they charge like $80, which is horseshit. He came, he was like, "Yeah, the pickles and lettuce." He fixed it, and I'm just like, "Oh, okay." Like,
what did he do?
I don't know. I wasn't here, but I was just like, "What did he do?" And she said something about he said this was exposed or
I don't even know what that means.
What the hell was it?
It was exposed, mother.
Trying to find the. There was a message.
I'm glad I don't have cable anymore.
What? Oh yeah, I trust me. I was like, what's wrong? She said the cable wire that connects. He said they were exposed. So I said, okay, what the fuck does that mean? He said the person that set it up didn't do it right, and yes, I'll show you. And then he said the writer was exposed. I don't know what the fuck that means.
So he taped up a wire in theory?
Writer. Something right. I have
Dick Rider?
I have no idea what the fuck it was.
Cowboy Rider?
All I don't know is that.
Smooth Rider? Rough Rider?
You good?
I don't know.
Cock Rider? I don't.
Fucking blasting them out.
Ghost Rider? I don't know what. Jeez. I don't know what, like, what he fixed, but apparently now it's all green lights and fine, but.
I saw an orange light on my box for fucking years, bro.
I had an orange light on one that's not supposed to be orange. But it's been like that for like 5 months. And literally, like, in here, if I go to go on the internet, it'll send me to yours. Because it won't... even in the living room, I'll still have buffering. Jeez. And it's right next to... I'm hardlined with my TV, and I still freeze on Hulu.
That's trash.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted him to come out. Because it's been three years.
Maybe we do need to... maybe we do need Verizon.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really bad, so... what the hell was the other thing? Oh, Lego Dimensions. We were talking about Lego, but Lego Dimensions is gone. It's going to be gone a year early because Toys R Us is closing.
Toys R Us is not closing?
Yes, due to Toys R Us's like filing bankruptcy, they're stopping Lego Dimensions.
I mean, just because they're filing bankruptcy protection doesn't mean...
Well, they're also closing, like...
I mean, they may end up closing a few stores.
They're closing a lot of stores.
That's because Toys R Us, places like Toys R Us are outdated.
But no, they also overcharge on everything.
There's also that.
Yeah, like, even pop figures are like $17, $16, and they're normally like $9.99 anywhere else, or $7.99 on Amazon. You know, like, even little things like that are crazy overpriced. So, I'm assuming
Lego Dimensions is their primary selling hub was fucking...
No, I think it's a Toys R Us exclusive. Or it was, it's a Toys R Us, it has their name on it, but they sell it in other stores. Mm. I don't know how that works. I know I've seen Lego Dimensions other places. I just know that, I guess, that was their primary place to sell. I just know I saw an article that said, like, Lego Dimensions is being canceled a year early. And they're stopping, like, I would guess production or the games or anything like that. Which sucks, because that was a really good idea. Poorly executed, but I think it was a good idea.
It's something, I mean, reminds me of something they did in the 80s that didn't really catch fire and stuff like that. They were similar to games like that.
Well, I just think the idea of...
No, it's a cool concept.
Of all the different worlds going together, I thought that was really cool.
But I don't think that's what today's kids seem to be interested in.
I mean, it is because of Skylanders, the collectible aspect, but the problem is the...
But even then, when's the last time you heard about that?
No, Skylanders, I think Skylanders is still going. The problem is with Lego Dimensions is you can't play with the Legos. They're on platforms. So you can't play with them.
Oh,
they're so if yeah, they're just like they're it's like an amiibo. Amiibo. Yeah. It's just like that. So you can't play with them.
It's kind of just you have to get it's just for the game.
It's just for the game that you could play with that character in the game. But I think if you could play with them, then that would have been like if you because you build your console. That you get the it comes the thing you put the parts that plug into whatever those what like say the whatever the amiibo would plug into you build that it's Lego you they give you the it's instructions like it's like a set yeah and you build that but that's the only thing you build the way they made it sound was in the thing was like you scan a Lego and that's what yeah. you have in the game or a minifigure and that's what you have but it's not like that that when because that's why I was like man Lego Dimension sounds awesome like. You know, you need a fucking ladder, and you scan the little ladder, and it works in the game. It's definitely not like that. You have to buy, like, every set, every accessory.
Every little piece.
It's, like, $8, $9 for each set or whatever,
they
and you get...
They know how to take your
Yeah, eyes. So that it's basically the collector thing, but what sucks is that it's only been going on for, what, 3 years? Not even if that? And now all the thousands of dollars parents spent on that shit is all trash. Hot dumpster fire.
Now you can pull it off the platform.
I mean, you could have done that anyway if you wanted to. You could have definitely pulled it off the platform. The last thing to talk about was Thor Ragnarok.
I understand it's going to Ragnarok and roll.
Trash.
Fuck you. That's classic. Suck my dick. Suck the fattest part of my dick. That is pure classic. Jeez. Fuck me, bro. While he's breathing his dumpster fire, I read some stuff that if... They're saying that it's going to be it's the best movie yet. It's got positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it got a 7.7, right, on IGN for uh-huh. good. And it gave a couple good reasons why. Comes out next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It has a couple good reasons why they gave it that rating and, like, what's missing from it. But I feel like Rotten Tomatoes, it's like the first movie to be certified fresh from Marvel, instantly 100% rating. And it's like no movie should be 100%.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck what movie it is. There, no movie should be 100% because it's not possible to have a perfect movie, and it is possible to have 20 out of 20 biased motherfuckers rating your shit.
You know? Enough money, yeah.
Yeah, like I just don't get why the Rotten Tomato shit is like 100%. Like, come on, man. Like,
well, I mean, everything gets 100% on the first positive review. Technically, I saw a thing with Chris Hemsworth. I read the bulk of the article. There was a couple articles with him. Him and Mark Ruffalo were on Australian News, and apparently Chris Hemsworth dropped a bomb and said something he wasn't supposed to. And
was it I'm gay?
No. Spoiler alert. The chick that's in the movie that breaks the hammer, her name is Helena? That's Thor's sister, accordingly, which kind of, they say, reflects into the comic books. But he said it three times, and like supposedly Mark Ruffalo like tapped him, like, bro, you can't say that. Like, he's fucked up, and then... He was like, yo, can you edit this? And, you know, they made a joke out of it.
This is live.
Yeah, it was live, and he was like, okay, it's live. And the other thing that I read was that when they went to when they started developing the third one, he said he was bored with the character, and they were bored. He was bored with the way that the first two movies went. So he said when they were planning it, that they wanted to reinvent Thor and reinvent the whole world that he was in.
Because part two was hot garbage.
Yeah, was, I think so, yeah. So he said it took a lot. Because it definitely seemed like, now it has that Guardians of the Galaxy feel to it, but...
Which they said it was kind of ruined. Not ruins it, but some of the review they gave was... it definitely is more of a Hulk space movie than Thor. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of leans more towards, like, their bromance, but, like, Hulk is... Thor is just, like, a comedy kind of character in it now, which... It's kind of weird to me from what he was in the other films. He always had, like, those random laughing things, but never...
I mean, unless they're just trying to...
He's not doing stand-up, but using his ham as a mic and shit. He's not doing that.
Maybe they're just trying to push Mark Ruffalo up so he can build up the Hulk more so that when... because there's always a chance they're going to give the Hulk another set of movies with the next phase of the Marvel, hot trash garbage
coming out. I don't know. I know that it... It looks interesting. I definitely still want to see it, but...
I mean, I wouldn't see it opening weekend, but I wouldn't mind seeing it, but my only two movies left to see this year
Justice League, man.
It's Justice League and Star Wars.
I was going to say, hopefully Star Wars.
if I don't say Star Wars, man, just know that I'm dead.
Never know. Something could happen.
That I turn around and hate Star Wars?
No, I think you meant if I don't go to see Star Wars, something.
No, if I didn't say that was my primary movie to see for the year...
Yeah, I definitely want to see... Like, for me, I think... like, Thor, I don't mind seeing it. It looks interesting. It looks pretty fun if they did it right. But,
like I said, not something to go fight my
way. Well, no, I would definitely go see it. But if I had to choose, I'm going to choose Justice League because Justice League hasn't been done before. That's just it. Like, I've seen Thor and Hulk on the same screen together. You know, seeing Flash and all these people on the same screen is just different. I'd rather go see that, and they both come out in the same month within 2 weeks of each other, so that's going to be a little weird. One's on the 4th, I think, and then one's on
the 18th, I think.
17, 18, this like 2 weeks after, whatever. Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up because I really don't think a movie should get 100%. Like, I don't care what the fuck it is.
Not even Casino?
Nah. Also, Netflix aims to release 80 original movies in 2018.
Jeez.
So,
that.
Yeah.
They're going to town.
They got to be... I was going to say losing money, like, hard. I was trying to find the review. He said something in the review, in the IGN review. The IGN was actually, pretty decent for an IGN review. Yeah.
They weren't sucking it off.
Yeah, to me, superhero movies, 8 should be the highest, maybe 9 if it's fucking amazing, but I don't think
I've seen any that have ranked that fucking high. Maybe some 8s.
There's some 9s. I think Guardians of the Galaxy got 9 or something like that. Thor Ragnarok was a lot of fun, but its heart belongs to Planet Hulk and not the realm whose existence is at stake. It's a goofy, kitschy, but fun... romp and the most purely entertaining of the three Thor movies. I mean, it's not much to compare to. Marked by its distinctive designs, 80s synth score, and assemblage of spirited characters, it's carried by excellent chemistry between Thor, Hulk, and Valkyrie, who give humanity to a visual effect heavy spectacle. Spectacle that finally makes good on Thor's title of God of Thunder, but it's also a film fragmented by its clear presence for its B story, Sakaar, over an A-line story, Asgard. Thor Ragnarok desires to go for the gag also hurts the movie in a few key series moments that deserve to pack a punch more than it did. I thought that was a fair review, to be honest. I haven't seen it, but I like when they go back and forth. Like, I hate seeing reviews that are just like, this is the best movie ever, and nothing can... And I'm just like, I hate seeing a review that is like, this is the worst thing ever, it's a piece of shit, don't go see it. And I hate the ones that are like, this is 100% amazing, and the bee's knees. Like,
this will blow your mind.
Because chances are, it's all bullshit. Like, if you can't find any one person that likes this movie, or you can't find any person that dislikes the movie, it's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Somebody's lying. You know, because I could watch a movie and go, okay, you know what? Like, I like this, but a lot of these parts suck. You know, we do it all the time. Every time we review a DC movie, you know, we give it something good, but there's also bad stuff.
A compliment sandwich?
Yeah, but for me, I still like Batman and Superman. I, a lot of people hate on it. I just really enjoyed it.
I wanted a little more Batman.
Well, I wanted less Superman. Yeah, I think that's what I said, too. I wanted a Batman movie. I just want a Batman movie already. Anyway,
put it to bed.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to the Knuckleheads podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. We don't know what the fuck we were going to talk about today, but we
took you down memory lane.
We found a way to squeeze out an hour out of you, fucking douchebag. No, sorry, I'm a little my stomach hurts.
Fuck me. Boy, first you fuck me, then you fuck them.
Sorry, I'm a little. I'm sick. Buy our merch.
After I...
You fucking assholes!
Maybe they like the abuse.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Well, if they listen to us, maybe they probably do. It probably hurts to listen to us. Do you have a movie quote? I don't think I do. I do have a stupid two-line ghost story joke. Want to end on that? Okay. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater. Fucking... That means I didn't have anything prepped. I didn't have any quips prep. But take us home.
Okay. A ghost told me a lie yesterday. I saw right through it.